guys, welcome back to the Students Beyond Borders podcast. I'm Kate, your host, and I'm here with my co-host Nicole and a couple of very special alumni guests. Today, we're feeling the Valentine's Day spirit, and we're chatting with two USAC alumni couples who actually met during their study abroad.
That's right. Can you feel the love already, Kate? We know study abroad isn't intended as a matchmaking tool, of course, and there are a million things to fall in love with besides someone in your USAC cohort, but we just can't help ourselves when it comes to study abroad love stories.
Right? Nicole and I will get into some of the things and places we fell in love with during our own study abroad experiences, but up first, we're chatting with Melissa and Russ. Could you introduce yourselves? Let us know where you're from and where you studied abroad.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm Russ, and that's Melissa. As you already said, we both stayed abroad in San Ramon, Costa Rica, in the fall of 2013.
Yeah, I'm sure that seems like a million years ago now. I studied abroad around the same time, too, and it seems like an eternity ago. But yeah. Jumping in a little bit to your story, why did you choose to study abroad, and how did it fit into your academic goals at the time?
I'll go first, I guess. Studying abroad was always an aspiration of mine during my college career. My sister actually stayed abroad a couple years before we did in Punta Arenas, Costa Rica. And that was kind of my plan all along. I didn't really have any academic goals when it came to studying abroad. I planned on finishing my requirements to graduate, which I did. And then I kind of stayed abroad as like a victory lap afterwards. And that was really, I guess, the end of my college career.
Love it. Yeah, that's a good way to wrap it up, I think, right? With some time abroad. Good reward. Melissa, what about you?
Yeah, so for me, actually, this was my second year studying abroad. So my first one was in France. It was through a different program through my university from California. So it was a California State University program. And I wanted to study abroad again just because, I don't know, you get that like reverse culture shock, and it was just hard being here in the States.
So
I was like,
oh, yeah.
Do another year. But this time I actually had to focus in my baton, like actually my career, which was public health. So it was very limited. You know, I wanted to go back to Europe, but I could only do it like in English-speaking countries. Mm-hmm. And it was very hard to find a program that had like public health classes so I can actually finish my undergrad. And my counselor suggested USAC, and they had Costa Rica. You know, oh, this is the ideal. They have public health, this and that, and you can do it. I'm like, who wants to go to Costa Rica? Like, no, I don't want to go. Like, it just didn't sound fun. I wanted to go back to Europe. So I pulled the trigger. I was like, fine. Like, okay, I'll apply and I'll do it. So that's how I ended up, just because I was going to be fulfilling my undergrad courses.
Yeah, I think we hear that a lot. Study abroad is definitely, when you think of it, I think Europe comes to mind for a lot of people. And so these more non-traditional, we call them off the beaten path locations, a lot of times students are like, why would I go there? I've never heard of that place. What does it have to offer me? And then once they start digging, it makes total sense with either your major or your career goals, or just aligns with your values and what you're looking for as a person. And then they usually end up saying what you say is that it was totally worth it. And they're so glad they chose it. It worked out perfectly.
So we know that you guys both went to Costa Rica, but could you maybe set the scene for us a little bit more and tell us your story, how you met?
Yeah, I'll start off by saying I think we both feel kind of mutual about this, but neither of us were really looking forward to our trip leading up to it, of course. She wanted to go back to Europe, as she mentioned. And I was actually slated to go to Punta Arenas only like a month before the trip, but I'd gotten out of a pretty ugly relationship just prior to that. And as you guessed, she was going to Punta Arenas too. In kind of a last ditch effort to avoid her, I switched to San Ramon with like a few weeks to go, and ended up being a thing of fate. We both met at the airport, actually in Costa Rica. And yeah, I saw her and I thought she just had such a beautiful smile and just cute accent, everything. I was just instantly like attracted to her. But yeah, then I found out she had a boyfriend and I was like, oh, well, you know, maybe I just won't talk to her anymore. I'll do her own thing. But then it wasn't till our like class trip to Panama that the whole group was together and went on the trip. And we were finally kind of in close proximity to one another again. And I started talking to her casually and it didn't take long to realize that she was a very special person. And so I just kind of started a friendship with her and we had a really fun night together in Panama. Our whole group went to this really cool bar over the ocean. It had these boardwalks and everybody was like jumping in the water. It was a lot of fun. And then me and her, we ended up staying at the bar and we danced under the moon and like just laughed all night long on this boardwalk and just had an awesome time together, getting to know each other. And then, yeah, we came back to Costa Rica. I mean, I knew she still had a boyfriend at the time, so wasn't trying to be a homewreck or anything, but she was, just a very cool person. I knew that. So we kept talking, and then a few weeks later, she kissed me, and I was like, uh-oh, what did I do?
Oh, no.
Yeah, she told me after the fact that she ended things with her relationship. Her boyfriend at the time was back home. So we actually kept our thing kind of on the down low. The rest of the group thought she still had a boyfriend too. So we took our time and had a good friendship thing going. And then I guess when the semester ended, that was, I guess, the big question, whether or not we'd continue. And we both knew that we had something special going on. So she actually visited me in between the semesters. I was done after one semester, but yeah, she was going to study abroad for the whole year. So during the winter break, she came and visited me in Reno. And then I went down and visited her again in Costa Rica during her second semester during spring break. And then after that, yeah, we pretty much saw each other at least once a month. I'd either go fly down and see her, or she'd come up and visit. So we kept the thing going until she finally moved up to Reno in summer of 2015. I think. And then a year and a half later, we got engaged. And then a year after that, we went back down to Costa Rica and tied the knot. So pretty fun story.
That's a great story. And yeah. It's even nicer to hear that you went back to go tie the knot in the place where you met. It sounds like a wonderful experience. How was that heading back there for your wedding?
Oh, it was
amazing. We had no other venue. We're like, we're doing Costa Rica, we're gonna get married in Costa Rica. So
yeah, I think we knew right away. And what's funny is like we got engaged in January of 2017 and we'd already planned a trip to Costa Rica March that year, a couple months later. I knew all along that we would be engaged by that point. She didn't. We were just going on this trip, but I was like, no, this trip is going to be for us to look for wedding venues. And that's what it turned into. So we found our ideal location on the beach. And then, yeah, less than a year later, we got married January of 2018. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of fun. And, you know, not the whole group, but a lot of our USAC friends in our group actually came down to the wedding with us. We probably had 15 or 20 of them show up. So it was a fun little reunion too.
That's fantastic to hear that you kind of turned it into a wedding, but also a reunion. We love to see alumni get together, you know, for whatever occasion. Of course, yeah. Weddings always a little more spectacular.
But yeah.
Glad you guys were able to make it happen. I know for me, I'd love to get married in my location, a little out of the budget. So that's okay. That's okay. The next one.
Yeah.
So I know you guys obviously met during study abroad and then you had to navigate some traveling back and forth, some long distance while Melissa was still abroad and then until she moved to Reno. How has travel and international education in general, but continuous travel and exploration played a role in your relationship? Have you done a lot of traveling together? Have you been able to kind of keep that up and feed that hunger together as a couple?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's definitely one of like the fundamentals of our relationship. We always go back to how we met and we know that that's always been a a necessity for both of us. And, you know, once a year, we'll usually do a bigger, like, international trip. And then we'll usually do a smaller, you know, domestic trip as well for a long weekend or something. Oh. Yeah, we just enjoy traveling together. Sometimes we go in a group, but I think we have the most fun, just the two of us traveling. And we love it. Yeah, I mean, it's something to look forward to, but it's really just a time for us to really dive into each other's friendship again and kind of forget about the rest of the world and work and everything that goes along with it. So,
yeah. So it's been really hard with COVID, not being able to travel or do anything. So,
yeah, but we know it's temporary. So
yeah, we feel that 100%. Totally understand.
Yeah. Definitely ready to get back on the road again. It'll come with time, you know.
Yeah.
So you've let us know a little bit about the past, about what's been leading up to, you know, the future. What's going on with you guys now? How's, you know, work? Are you in anything related to international field or something connected to Costa Rica? Or for our listeners also, you won't know this, but as we're recording, we see a little someone in my view while we record this on the screen, but maybe you could talk about some of that.
Yeah. Everest, he's the latest addition of the family. He's 8 weeks old.
Congratulations.
Thank you. He's just been a blast. We can't wait to travel with him and just absolute joy having him in our lives. But going back to what you're saying about career, we both have jobs, I'd say, pretty unrelated to any international studies or anything of that nature. We do stay in touch with our host families pretty well. And yeah, we love to go back to Costa Rica as often as we can and see them and just relive some of the memories that we had getting to know each other. But I'm an estimator, project manager for a concrete company here in Reno. We're staying busy. There's no complaints there. I've actually worked for the company since January of 2014, and it's been good. Boss is flexible, so he lets me travel when I need to. And then
good.
Go to work the rest of the year and save up for the annual trips.
And Melissa, you said you were pursuing a field in public health, correct?
Yeah, correct. So actually I work for the state of Nevada. So I am in the public health department. I'm a plan writer for public health preparedness. With this whole COVID pandemic issue, you know, this is actually our time to shine. So this is
when we've probably been busy.
Yeah,
this is when we actually, like, we work a lot more. So it's been very, very busy. But luckily, I've gotten a break from work since everyone's born. So I've been on leave. Like Russ has said, travel is one of our priorities as well. So it's harder now when you actually have like a full-time job, a career, you know, you have to save up time and takes up a whole year to save time for one trip, but it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys clearly had a wonderful study abroad experience and lots of value in traveling and international education. What advice do you have for future students who are either starting their study abroad journey or maybe still considering it, kind of dipping their toes in?
I mean, yeah, I definitely went back and forth before studying abroad, whether or not I was even going to do it. I would say the hardest part about studying abroad is, you know, coming back to reality after the program. I mean, it's kind of like a loss of a friend. You meet all these cool people in your group, host families, whatever, and then overnight you got to say goodbye to them. But I mean, it just goes to show how incredible of an experience it is. It's life-changing, and it will be the highlight probably of your life. And for Melissa and I, it was, I mean, hands down the greatest thing we ever could have gone through, meeting each other. And I guess my one advice for somebody who's already maybe committed to studying abroad would be to do a homestay or a host family if it's an option. It's really just, it's the best way to immerse in the culture. I mean, they become a second family.
I think that's great advice. I know when I studied abroad, the thing that I quote unquote fell in love with was, of course, learning cultural differences and comparing them from France to the US and really discovering where I as a human fit in with those differences and the values that my home culture and then my host culture had. It was something I really, really loved and really, really enjoyed exploring. And a host family, absolutely, if I had done one, would have amplified that more. So that's the same advice that I give students too. If you have the chance to do a home stay, absolutely do it. You won't regret it. You'll most likely fall in love even more with the culture and everything you learn.
Yeah, that is absolutely a true statement. My sister, she did not do a host family when she stayed abroad in Costa Rica, and she regretted it. And I took her advice, and it was good advice. So
same with me, Nicole. When I did my study abroad in France, I didn't do a homestay, but I feel like, you know, it's a little different depending where you're going. And I did one in Costa Rica, a completely different experience.
Yeah. Yep. I definitely can relate to staying with a host family. I myself stayed with a host family, and while you can fall in love with a program and, you know, the location, the people, what you're learning, it's definitely heartbreaking having to leave. And I definitely had to reconcile with a lot of those feelings I had coming back. I just felt like there wasn't any closure. So I found myself actually traveling back to the country to go, you know, see it again and come to terms with, okay, well, this is still here for me when I need to come back, you know, but you take with you all those lessons and beautiful life experiences. And I think, again, this speaks to study abroad really being a life-changing experience. You know, this is one way it can change your life through love blossoming from a program abroad, but through many other ways as well. So with that, I want to thank you, Melissa and Russ, for joining us on the podcast for this special episode on love abroad. And definitely a special thanks to our third guest, Everest, and second generation USAC student, hopefully.
We hope so.
Yeah. Good. Part of the legacy.
Well, it was a pleasure catching up with you guys and hearing from you and your story. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Shay and Kurt later.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Don't you love hearing these study abroad love stories, Kate? I'm looking forward to chatting with our next guest.
Absolutely. Here with us are Shay and Kurt, and we're really excited to have you guys here. Could you introduce yourselves to our audience, please?
Yes, I can go first. Hi, guys. My name is Shay Hosley. Currently, we're coming to you from Murphy's, California, which is kind of between Tahoe and Yosemite. But Kurt and I have been living here for about 6 months, so we're new to the area. And we're just excited to talk about how we met and how study abroad kind of impacted our worlds and also what's coming up in our future.
Yeah, so I'm Kurt Hosley. A little bit about me. I grew up in the Bay Area, actually coming up to Murphy's all the time growing up. So I was always trying to find a way to come back up here and then eventually convince my wife to come up here. So we moved up. I went to Chico State, studied abroad in Italy. Actually, funny thing, I was out planning on studying abroad in Sweden, but the whole program fell through. And I asked my advisor when I was in the USAC office, like, well, what do I do now? Like, where do I go? And he's like, if I was you, I'd go to Italy. And then I ended up following up with that and falling in Torino. So it was totally off the cuff, not a planned thing. So it's cool how it worked out.
It was total fate, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how that works out sometimes. Your second plan or plan B ends up being the best one possible to happen, right? Exactly. So you guys both studied abroad in Torino, Italy. Can you each talk about why you decided to study abroad in the first place?
Yeah, so I always knew that I wanted to study abroad because I had an older sister that was 4 years older than me, and she had studied abroad twice while she was in college, both with USAC, and she actually went to UNR. So yay for that. But I knew after kind of just seeing some of her experiences, both in Italy and Costa Rica, that this was something I always wanted to experience for myself. I hadn't traveled too much. I'm originally from Alaska, so getting over to Europe is quite the long haul. So having the opportunity to live there was just something that really always called to me, and just the opportunities of studying going there, meeting new friends, and getting to travel the world were always a huge priority for me. So I knew that at some point during college, I needed to make that a reality.
Yeah, for me, a little different. I was the oldest sibling, so I didn't have any like family members who did study abroad. Actually, I was never even thinking about it. I was kind of focused on sports going to school. And when I went into college, I was like, oh, I just want to try to experience as much things as I can. And I happened to fall across USAC one day when I was going through some of the offices. I was like, oh, what's this? What's study abroad? I didn't know anything about it. So I kind of got excited about the opportunity. And then again, kind of fell into Italy kind of on circumstances that were planned.
It sounds actually a little bit like our last couple that we were just speaking to. Yep. And how things just sort of end up happening, not the way you would expect, but at the end of the day, it's a great story and something that brings us to maybe this next part. And I'm hoping that you guys can tell us a little bit about your story. How did you guys meet?
Yes. So we met, I think it was one of our first trips we were allowed to take when we arrived in Torino. We had all the orientations and kind of have to stick around to get school going and figure out your routines. Once we had all that together, we were able to start traveling. And so my roommates and I had developed a loose friendship with Kurt's roommates, and we decided we should band together since we didn't really know what we were doing and take our first trip together to Florence, stay in Italy, and just take a train and keep it very easy. And what ended up happening was the guys decided to go a little bit earlier as myself and my roommate had a class or something. So we took a later train to Florence. And I ended up somehow on the way there in between switching trains, losing my passport. And this was not a great first thing to do, especially because we hadn't even gone to the consulate yet to like declare that we were study abroaders. Yeah. Like we were there a few days or a week or something. So there was so much I had to do with my passport coming up, and especially like all this official paperwork with USAC. So I was freaking out, lost the passport, arrived to the hostel that we were all staying in and was
pretty late at night too.
Somewhat of a hot mess, yeah. Just very teary eyed that I lost my passport and ended up meeting Kurt there as I'm crying and freaking out about that. And our groups kind of just came together and they were great and helped me file a report and things like that the next day. But yeah, that was our first meeting, was me just losing my passport and crying.
What's kind of funny too is I went to study abroad single. She actually had a boyfriend going into study abroad. So she was not single at the time. So we kind of had a friendship that then eventually she ended up breaking up with her boyfriend during the program we were there, which then opened up the door for me to make my move. And
he was persistent.
So that was kind of funny too, how that worked out also.
That's interesting because it sounds very similar to our last couple. This might be a theme.
Yeah. For any future listeners, don't get your hopes up. Don't plan to study abroad to have this happen. But apparently, did you ever find your passport or was that it? And you just
figured it out. I had to get another one, but the USAC team was so great and they really helped me out. Like, I immediately was like, hello, I lost this. I'm an idiot. And they just like sprung into action. I got a replacement, the whole thing. But yeah, not a great start for me there.
You know, something like that, I think, happens to everybody. Unfortunately, our staff abroad, they've seen it all. They've seen worse than a lost passport. So I'm sure that they were able to just leap into action and help you no problem. But definitely, I understand. Like, I imagine if I were in that position my first week abroad, I would have had a total meltdown too. I would have not been happy with myself. But clearly it worked out. It always works out. There's always a lesson in there, right?
So I'm curious how the rest of the semester worked out for you guys then. Were you a couple of when you went back home, or did that maybe develop later?
Yeah, so we were never an official couple while we were studying abroad, but we were constantly hanging out together and we went on some amazing trips together, you know, with our group of friends. It just happened that I lived with four other girls and Kurt lived with three other guys, and our groups just got along really well together. So we were a great friend group and continued having classes together and doing trips and fun stuff throughout the semester. And then post study abroad, I wrapped up college at University of Idaho. That's where I studied. And Kurt was still at Chico. And I ended up moving to the Bay Area, which was way closer to Chico. And we kind of just kept a friendship going and stayed in touch. And then as soon as he graduated, he also moved to San Francisco. And the rest is history.
Yeah, a lot of long distance stuff for a while before we officially got close by.
Yes, it was very, lots of logistics to figure out, but we made it work. And it was actually great fun because I think of our entire group in Torino, there were maybe like 12 kids that semester that went to school in Chico. So we actually ended up having these like yearly reunions even after we were done flying to and from Chico. And we had friends coming from the East Coast and like Mexico and all over and would come and we would all meet at Chico because that was where the big chunk of our study abroaders were wrapping up college. So we would have these really fun reunions. And obviously a ton of us are still very close and stayed a tight group. So that was awesome.
Yeah, I think that's a big plus that came out of it too, is I don't think we realize like how much great friends come out of it as well. Not only a relationship, but like friends that we still call our best friends through life, I think always, which so that's pretty cool to have. Because you kind of build a relationship when you're traveling and living together in scenarios you've never been in, new worlds. And so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Kate can attest to this too. I feel the same way that even if you're not falling in love romantically with a person abroad, you definitely make those platonic friendships that I think are just as valuable, right? And just as important, and sometimes even more significant or special to you as well. Those friendships from study abroad, there's nothing like it.
Exactly.
So you guys formed your relationship, your friendship, we'll say your base foundation on trips and traveling, study abroad. How has travel played a role in your relationship nowadays, now that you're obviously an official couple? Have you been on many trips? Have you been back to Italy since study abroad? What have been the highlights?
It's been a huge, huge component of our relationship and our lives. I think because we sort of formed our bond around travel, it's continued to be a very prevalent activity that we really value. We had the opportunity through my work in 2016 to move back to Europe for 2 years and live in Dublin, Ireland. So from 2016 to 2018, we were able to live there, and it was almost like, I mean, it was a work abroad, but it kind of reminded us of our study abroad days. And we were able to plan those super fun, quick weekend trips and, you know, adventure to various places we had been or new places that we hadn't yet been. And we actually took our final trip from living in Dublin to Venice. We wanted it to be back in Italy. We didn't go to Torino, but we landed in Venice, and that's where we got engaged in 2018. So it really was a full circle moment there. Kurt had that up his sleeve, but it's always been a huge passion for both of us. And I think that was really kickstarted through study abroad. I'd always liked travel, but study abroad more opened up our eyes to the possibilities of going anywhere and traveling the way that you want and seeing all these new cultures and trying new things. So it will continue to be a big part of our lives.
Yeah. And once we kind of came back from it and we were building our relationship, we always said like, if we ever had the chance to go back, we would want to. We're always kind of keeping that door open to see if it was a possibility. And once that door kind of opened with her work, I was like, let's just do it. She actually went with her job. I quit my job and kind of tagged along and then had to work through the process of getting approved to work in Dublin, Ireland. So I actually worked in a gym for a little bit, kind of doing odds and ends hourly work. And then we just kind of traveled for 2 years and pretty fun experience overall.
That sounds really nice. I'd love to be able to do that right now. Of course, not with the way the world's working, but you both mentioned jobs and careers. What are you both doing now professionally?
I work for a tech company in marketing. That's kind of my background, and that's what I went to college for. And I also was able to take a ton of classes within my business degree that lended themselves while we were in Torino to actually achieving my degree. So that was a definite positive in terms of the education piece of study abroad, is I didn't really skip a beat when it came to furthering my goals towards getting my degree. So yeah, I work in marketing. And you?
Yeah, so I work with my dad. He owns a company called Hosley Corporation. He does a lot of construction work and heavy equipment work, so, and property management. He owns a kind of many things, so I just kind of help him run the business.
So it sounds like you guys are both doing really well right now. How is your relationship, what's next in your personal lives, anything exciting coming up for you two?
Yes. So after, you know, we made our move to Murphy's, we're excited to settle down here and just set some roots. We tend to move a lot and travel a lot. So
every 2 years, basically.
Yeah. We're excited to stay in one place for now. And we'll also be welcoming a baby boy in June. So our first baby, which we're ecstatic about, and that'll kind of be our next biggest adventure.
Yeah.
That sounds totally wonderful. Congratulations to you both. That's another second generation USACer.
There you go.
That's right. Yeah. There you go.
That's great. So before we sign off, do you have any advice for students looking to study abroad who might be on the fence about it or not quite sure? You both shared a little bit about how you came to studying abroad. What would you have to say to students looking to go abroad?
I say go for it. For me, being different is when I studied abroad, I didn't go with anybody I knew. I didn't go with friends. Originally, I was planning on doing it, but it worked out that I didn't. And I'm almost really happy that I didn't. It kind of put me out of my comfort zone and kind of feel like it helped grow me as a person and kind of introduce me to a lot of different things that maybe I wouldn't have done if I was just kind of grabbing onto a friend. So I think that was a really cool experience in my life portion of it. But also in general, I would just say it was probably a highlight in my life. Yeah, I mean, I got a wife out of it and kids and great things. But I think even if that didn't play out, I think in general, the experiences that I had and the friends I built by far easy a highlight of my life. So I would definitely say anyone who's even considering it, go for it. Because definitely an awesome experience.
Yeah, I agree. I actually did go with a college buddy, which was, I thought was nice because you kind of had a friend there to go through, you know, such a different experience with and have somebody to lean on. But like Kurt said, it's definitely not something you have to do. And it's just, it's changed our lives forever for the best and open our eyes to what the world has to offer outside of our comfort zones and, you know, where we call home. So I highly recommend it. We highly recommend going to Torino.
Yeah. Italy in general, yeah.
But it's life-changing regardless of, you know, what you get out of it or who you leave with or anything like that. It really just broadens your horizons and your outlook on life and is such an important experience that I hope every kid gets to go through while they're in college.
Well, thank you so much for that advice. I think it's going to be very helpful for anyone listening to hear, you know, your stories and that advice along with it. And something I can sort of relate to in this, you know, conversation is definitely, I didn't fall in love with someone abroad, but I definitely fell in love with the experience. And I think one of the most important pieces to me of studying abroad was similar to what Kurt is saying, and that's getting your independence. I feel like I learned so much about myself and I really got to experience a lot just internally that I never had before. And for that, I'm like super grateful and I loved it. And that's one of the reasons why I love study abroad, but
totally. And even building on that, like for me, like I'm naturally kind of a shyer person. So going into a situation where I knew nobody, into a world I had never lived, it kind of throws you out of your comfort zone. It kind of forces you to sink or swim. And in that, I said, I feel like I kind of grew as a person and got to build relationships maybe I wouldn't have done before. I don't know. It just was really, really fun and eye-opening.
Absolutely. You realize, you know, what you are capable of. And I think that's, you know, the beauty of it is you're seeing yourself transform. No. Over time. And I think a big part of that actually is when you return from study abroad is
totally.
When the, you know, reverse culture shock hits, but that's when you really realize, wow, this is who I am now. You know,
that's right.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, I agree with 100%.
Well, I think that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, Shay and Kurt, for joining us. Happy Valentine's Day. And we hope to stay in touch with you guys.
Thank you Sounds for good. Having Thank us. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.
Listeners, want to win study abroad prizes and discover the right program for you?
Mark your calendars for USAC Week, February 16th through the 19th, for a week of virtual advising sessions, cultural chats with USAC resident directors, and an alumni panel. Find the full USAC Week schedule and event details on the Getting Started page at usac.edu. Thank you for listening to Students Beyond Borders, a podcast brought to you by the University Studies Abroad Consortium.
Please listen, subscribe, and review us on Buzzsprout or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow USAC on all your favorite social media channels at Study Abroad USAC.
And if you have an idea for a future episode or want to learn more about study abroad, you can email us at studyabroad@usac.edu.